Well, Eamon, delighted to have you again for the first time this year, and obviously we're looking forward to this evening's Dr. McKenna Cup final. It's the same old pair of Tyrone and Derry, and well, they're certainly getting used to meeting each other. I think this is the third time already this season, and the second time in a matter of weeks. But first of all, before we do that, Eamon Burns is becoming a bit of a, shall we say, an internet sensation again on YouTube and Pundit Arena, and well, a video doing the rounds of your famous point way back in the 90s against Down in the Championship.
Yeah, so I heard that, Tom, some of my pupils have been informing me, some of the lads in Derry City that haven't seen an Anelis size 5 and kick too many times have been watching that, so they've been coming in to tell me at school that they've seen it, and I suppose it's still, you know, it's still like, gives me a bit of pleasure to watch that, but that's 25 years ago now, and you just wouldn't think of time
yeah,
of doing that quick.
Yeah, where have all the years gone? You were only a wee boy that time, just out of minor, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was straight out of the minors and into the day seniors, into the thick of it, and, you know, no worries, and, you know, I suppose at that time you didn't have the defensive shackles that you would have now, and just... Anthony Toole was just home from Australia, and the game was a draw, Ulster Championship semi-final, and he launched the ball. Both teams were going for the win, really fearlessly going for the win, and he launched the ball 80 yards down the pitch, and I suppose, you know, as I say, they didn't have the mass defence to beat, and I managed to wing it over the bar that time, and thought that was a winning score to send us into an Ulster final, but unfortunately, an injury time, we gave away a free, thought maybe still outside the scoring zone, the referee brought it in, and Ross Carr nailed it from 52 yards for an equaliser, and they went on to beat us in a replay, and the rest is history, Tom. You know, they won their first All-Ireland in the 90s, and went on to repeat it in 94, but no, it's a good memory nonetheless, even though we only drew that match and lost the replay.
Yeah, and it was a kind of a trademark Burn score, because I remember a few more of them over your career in the next couple of years.
Well, there was a few more just at the most, Tom, you know, but no, it was, I would say probably, to be honest, I would say that was probably my best ever score. I suppose it just came early in my career, and people maybe expected to happen every game, but it doesn't happen as easy as that. But I'm proud to have scored a score like that at all in my career, so it didn't matter whether I was the early career.
And of course, I ended in disappointment in 91, but it was the beginning of a great period for you and for Derry.
Well, that's right, yeah. Unfortunately, that actually same match, and probably as I was kicking that ball, I picked up a nasty injury, and at that time, you know, scans or whatever, and it was a groin injury, but it was a groin injury with a difference, and I seen umpteen physios and umpteen surgeons until March 93, was diagnosed with hernia or Gilmore's groin, and I had to get surgery late March 93, so I fought back and got on off the bench against Down in the first round and scored a goal and a point that day, and then went on and had to get surgery on the other side of the leg straight after the All-Ireland 93. So it was a difficult time as well for me personally. I couldn't shake that injury. Nobody knew why, and it turns out then that's what it was. But modern technology, boys, now you just go for the scan and the injury sorted more or less straight away. But it was different times, just telling me, you know, at that time. But it was the start of a glorious year for Derry football, I suppose, that culminated, I suppose, that All-Ireland 93, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on, 25 years, there hasn't been an awful lot of success since, really, I suppose, and I know it's very, very early days yet, but what, three games played in the Dr. McKenna Cup and a couple in the Tomáso Fee Cup. Is there hope for optimism that Damien Barton could be the man, a team colleague of yours that day, that time?
Yeah, he would have been. Yeah, Damien would have been playing, I think, centre-half forward that day and maybe centre-half back for the replay or vice versa. But no, he was a man I had a lot of respect to. He was 10 years older than me, maybe slightly more, but 10 or 11 years older. But he was always always very shrewd, controlled figure, sort of in charge of things, even though we made him in captain team, sort of in charge of things on the pitch, you know. He was sort of feared by opposition, you know. He was hard, but he was very skillful, and he's a good appointment for Derry, you know. He knows his stuff. He's authoritative. He's very organised, and you know, he's brought a good backroom team. He's got my own clubmate, Tony Scullion, which is good to see him involved in county football. I've been waiting for that for a long number of years. And Brian McGuckin, I would know well too. I played the summer in Philadelphia with Brian. He's virtually the team trainer. And, you know, we've got likes of Mickey Collin, Mickey C, the goalkeeping coach there. So he's got a good team behind him. And I know I've been chatting to Dermot McBride last week about him. And he thinks, you know, he's a great talker, and the boys are responding very well to him, you know. So that's a good start. It's cautious optimism, Tom, so far. So, you know, that's about as best we could have hoped for at this time of year. It's to be in the McKenna Cup final, really.
Yeah, and as I said, as you said, it's a McKenna Cup final, and we all do get very optimistic with a couple of results at this time of the year. But he has done, seemed to have done a thorough trawl of the county as well. And, you know, looking at his side so far, he's mixed the new with the old.
That's it. He's been able to get that balance, and Sean have always mastered that balance in the McKenna Cup between getting enough core experience with players there to get within reach and have won in the McKenna Cup, yet still give your new boys the trial. So he's got that balance right, and he's tried out a good few boys, because I think he still is up on 50 in the panel, and he's been able to, you know, he's unearthed some new talent in the forwards there. Young Kearns got 4 points last week, and Christopher Bradley has played well, and young Shane Havern got a couple of goals the first day. So some new lads have showed up well, so no doubt when he's cutting his panel out for the National League that some of these boys will make the cut, you know, and we'll see fresh faces for the league this year, you know.
And of course you would have quite a few players as well with the colleges as well, haven't you?
Well, we haven't just as many maybe as some of the other counties, you know. For instance, you know, like Benton Rogers with Queens, you know, was captain of Queens, you know, but I see, you know, he's the only member of the Queen's panel. A couple on the Georgetown panel, but maybe not just as much as Tyrone would have, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, on to tomorrow's, on to this evening's final. As I mentioned, you've met already, what, twice? This will be the third, and of course, there's a crucial league game coming up in a couple of weeks' time, and then of course you have that big championship game in May. Will there be a certain amount of shadow boxing this evening by Damien and by Mickey Hart as well?
Aye, shadow boxing, I would say, Tom, you know. It's not going to be crucial to the result of the championship in May, and that's the big one that matters, you know. It'll be, you know, keenly contested, and both teams will be looking to win. But the runner-up will not be, you know, grossly disappointed, not have a big bearing on what happens in May, you know. And, you know, I would say, you know, I would anticipate to play close to, you know, as strong a team as possible this time of year, but I don't really think, you know, well, Sean have beat Derry twice already, I suppose, you know, it would look bad if it was three times in a row, but I suppose Tyrone are going for the, I think it's their fifth McKenna Cup in a row, so, you know, they have to start favourites. But, you know, Tyrone are still the team to look out for in Ulster over the next few years because of the minor successes they had and talent that they have and depth, rather. They just probably wouldn't have that talent and depth. So I think, if, you know, they're the team to watch out for, and also over the next few years, you know.
There was very little between them the last day, and it took a late point, didn't it, for Tyrone to win it, and maybe a controversial sending off as well, or a controversial yellow card. So there was only a point in it at the end. Will the fact that Tyrone have beaten them twice already between the McKenna Cup and the Offaly Cup, will it prey on the minds of players going into the game this evening?
No, you know, I don't think so. It'll be a fresh start. You know, there's going back to the times when I was playing 20 years ago, there is a small build-up again of that wee Tyrone-Derry rivalry, you know, but really Derry need to get up to Tyrone's level again to sort of reignite that fully. You know, at that time, you know, Derry and Tyrone were not only two of the best counties in Ulster, but two of the best counties in Ireland. And, you know, you'd rate Tyrone in the top four or five in Ireland at the minute, but Derry, you know, you'd rate them maybe top 12 at best. So Derry need to start, you know, winning things like the McKenna Cup and forcing the head into the top division of the league to put themselves, you know, at the same level of Tyrone at the minute. So, nothing would be better than to get that sort of healthy rivalry going again by the time the championship, you know, if they were able to get themselves to that pitch. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But there was a wee bit of an incident, I think, between Emmett McGuckin and Cal McCarron, and maybe something came out of it in the press afterwards. But unsavoury incident. But maybe that, you know, no, that'll be mentioned on the pitch. But I'm not sure, but, you know, apart from that, there hasn't been much needed recently, you know.
It won't be the end of the world either way.
It won't be the end of the world defeat, but as I say, it'd be nice at the same time. And as I say, obviously, Mickey Hart, his record, obviously loves winning McKenna Cup, so he'll be looking for the five in a row. But at the same time, Damien Barton will be looking to get his first trophy on the board.
Well, John, delighted you could join us again this afternoon. And, Tyrone in another Dr. McKenna Cup final, nothing new in that.
A fifth in a row for us. I suppose if you look at the way Mickey looks at this, he looks at this as his preparation for the league championship, obviously. He, you know, holds nothing back when it comes to it. And I think, you know, the Cup is probably not the important part for him. It's another competitive match, Tom. You know, he's got, he's obviously got four or five matches in a row there, fairly competitive games, which he wants to be able to put in the players, and he's been doing that. He's been in the, a lot of these young lads have been getting in there and getting a chance, so he's getting a good look at them and see if they're up to the standard, really.
Yeah, and as you said, he's tested quite a number of new lads, and how have they...
Some of the games I was watching, Tom, is, I've mentioned a couple of players before. I love to watch this wee man, Paddy Hampsey. He's one of the full backs, Tom. He's a good defender. He's a man to watch. You know, the under-21 team of last year, you know, the bulk of it has come in, and he's been using a good few of them. The likes of Ryan Bradley from there, and the young boy Niall Sludden has been very good. Wee boy Dee Dee McGrew played minor last year, I think. He's in there, played fairly well, showed well as well. You know, but there's lots of names floating around, Tom, and I suppose at the end of the day, it's we have to still look at the fact that it's McKenna Cup, it's early season, a lot of teams are putting a lot of hard work in, so it's players that could be, you know, flying today may not be flying tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? So it's a chance for Mickey to have a look at them, obviously, as I say, but when it comes to the real competitive stuff, the National League, Tom, is only a few weeks away. That's when players will be tested at a higher level, you know. You know, as I keep saying, teams like, you know, a lot of the county teams at the minute are putting in a lot of hard, heavy work, and you know, what you're seeing out there might not just necessarily be what you're going to see in a few months' time.
Having said that, given the finish last year, maybe a kick of a ball or two kicks of a ball away from, or maybe a break or a wrong decision away from a place in an All-Ireland final, you know, and given the under-21 success and how those players have come through, there has to be a certain amount of optimism in Tyrone maybe this year that hasn't maybe been there for the last few years.
Oh, there is, Tom. You know, again, we have to give a lot of credit to Mickey. Mickey talked about, you know, whenever a lot of the older lads had sort of retired and were past their best, and for want of a better way to put it, Mickey talked about the fact that he's rebuilding, and he would have got a fair wee bit of criticism from a lot of quarters about that, and you know, taking his time about stuff and maybe not giving the lads a chance. But you know, he has really opened the book at the minute as far as that under-21 team goes. Like, there's no names are just flying off. Like the likes of them, there's a couple of them young boys, McGeary's and young boy Harry Conlon, all them names are starting to come through, and Mickey's prepared to put them in with these competitions. And I'll tell you, Mickey, I wouldn't fancy his job of picking the team, because he still has to cut this panel, Tom. So from a Toronto point of view, yes, you know, we're optimistic about what's ahead of us, but I think we have to be realistic too, that, you know, Toronto have been, you know, this is obviously our fifth and final in a row in the McKenna Cup, and Mickey has, we have won the Wofee Cup there as well earlier on. So we're, you know, realistically, Tom, that's fine at this stage of the year. But the fact that Tyrone always put a good effort into these competitions, because Mickey doesn't use challenge matches, obviously. And these games, he wants to be as competitive as he can. Whereas other teams can be, I'm not saying holding back, but they're maybe trying other teams and other players and stuff. And we're going well at this stage of the year because Mickey wants to see the best in every player. So... Mm. Depends on the levels you're at, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but having said that, obviously there's a good pool of talent there available at the moment.
There's a very good pool around them, and as I say, you know, adding to the likes of McLusky and McCurry and them boys, who's probably 22, 23, 24 age, you have the younger lads coming in, and then you've obviously got the likes of, you know, Matty Donnelly and the old stalwart himself, Sean Kavanagh. I can't believe I'm saying that about a man that seems to me only a very young fellow, but unfortunately he's getting on as well, but... There's loads of lads, like Conor Cracks back in there as well, you know, young Ron O'Neill. All them names are there. Mm. It's about getting them nailed down to a place and playing the system that Mickey has. Mm. But there's no doubt about it, Tom. We're optimistic about what we have in our ranks. But
yeah, one player I thought that really maybe finally fulfilled his potential last year, I would have been right in saying it, Colm Kavanagh.
Well, Colm Kavanagh, Tom, it would have been my player of the year for two or three years in a row there, the way he's been playing for Tyrone. Like, he's one of these boys that, for personally, if I was picking my team, he's the first name on the team sheet. And he's sort of slotted into a position there now where he seems to sort of play very deep and come forward. Like, Tom, his energy is unreal. You know, and like, make no mistake, he's a very skillful footballer as well. So, to me, he has been probably our most consistent footballer over the past two or three years. And He's like, you know, it's something that, every team needs is a good midfielder. If you look at the, like what Gallagher has done for Donegal, for instance, he's starting to do that for Tyrone now. And if Mickey can maybe pair him up with like maybe Matty Donnelly or Young McNulty or some of them lads coming along, you know, we could have a good strong midfield pairing there for the coming season. But definitely, I would agree with you, Colm has been unreal for us over this past 2 or 3 years. Easily, in my opinion, the best bopper we've had.
Of the under-21s that are coming through, that it may take a year or two more?
Well, that's true too, Tom. We've seen that numerous times with young teams wanting, you know, all or anything. You expect them to come in and just to do the same at senior level, but it's just not that easy. Like Ronan Neal, for instance, has been, like, again, he showed as a minor to be probably the next thing, next Peter Canavan, but he's found it hard. But again, Tom, it's probably down to a lot of when you play other teams and the systems that they set up against you, and like forwards especially, Tom, now don't get the room possibly that they need. If you don't understand what I'm saying there, the likes of Ronan Neal, for instance, would have been. I watched him as a minor. I thought he was an amazing wee footballer, but he just hasn't had the chance to blossom as he should, and that could be down to the fact that the other managers can look at him and say, look, this man needs to be put the clampers on him, and they do it, and they do it in a way that leaves him that he's not been able to perform the way he can. You know, there's numerous times when you watch him, he just didn't seem to have the room that he requires. You know what I'm saying? So like. That's what happens to a lot of players too. They get caught in that, and
what you're saying is not as easy to be a forward now as it was in the past.
So definitely, like the way coaches now, the way teams have been coached, and the way players have been analysed, you know, everybody's their strengths have been analysed, and it's got very scientific, Tom. Really, nowadays, I remember when I was playing, you had a chance to mark somebody, you were just given the job, and that was it. You wouldn't even have studied what kind of player of the world was. Nowadays, like, every aspect of their game has been studied, and how they go and how they move and where they go, and it's tough for forwards, in fairness, but that's the way football is, Tom. This, like, every team's doing it, and that's the way it is. So
yeah,
you know, maybe that's the players need to be able to get above that and be able to perform, and this is where all the work that's been done on the training ground, the heavy training, the fitness, everything's been done to try and combat that, but it's hard to play against the tough defenders nowadays.
Right, well, that's a topic we could spend a lot of time talking on. This evening's game against Derry, it's actually the third meeting this season so far, I know, because they met in the OFE semi-final or final as well, and there's an important game coming up in the league in a couple of weeks' time, and then you have the big game in the Championship, so they're certainly going to know one another by the time they step out in Celtic Park.
Well, there's no hiding out there, Tom. This is our third competitive game at this stage, and as you say, we're going to play them in the league and obviously the Championship. I don't know. It's Mickey has put it down. Like, when you hear him interviewed about it, he doesn't seem to have any problem with it, and I'm sure Damon Barton's probably feeling the same about it. At the end of the day, Tom, every game's different, you know, and you could be the way personnel changes. You could be marking somebody one day, and you mightn't see him the rest of the year. So I'm sure, obviously, the boys will be learning somewhat from each other, but I still think, as you know yourself, Tom, when it comes to playing Championship football, it's a whole different ball game anyway. But this game tonight will be interesting. As I say, we played them the first day. We played them, it was in the FA Cup, and I don't think Derry were just firing all cylinders that day, and Tyrone gave them a fair trouncing. Now, things have been closer in the last two meetings. So I would say this match tonight now will be a whole different ballgame. You know, there's more at stake. Obviously, there's a trophy at the end of it, and the next match up is the league. So, you know, there's
bearing in mind, as we said, there is the league, and then there's the Championship, and you said obviously there's a trophy at stake. Is there a little bit of psychological effect at stake as well? You know, another win for Tyrone would be, you know, great doubt in Derry. You know, a Derry win would, well, you know, give them
confidence. There's nothing beats being confident, and to go out if the scenario of, for instance, Derry would go out tonight and beat us. You know, their confidence will be high for the next game up. You know, so you know there is a lot of stake, in my opinion, tonight for that. You know, going forward, obviously the last few games are fine. You play them, and at the end of the day, the result's not that important. It's about the competitive match. But I still think personally, I would prefer to see Tyrone win this match tonight, because it will give them that wee bit of confidence moving into the next, you know, more competitive game, and there's more to one tonight. Games before, if you had a good beat, you could beat. This one, there's more coming after this that's important. You know, the league's very important for us. You know, as I say, this league's going to be very tough this year. There's so many Ulster teams there, and obviously we played there in the Championship too, so for us to win tonight and move on to play there in the league, it's very important, in my opinion, that we won this match tonight.